In Donegal, they are going to get the highest amount in the country, which is 2.248 million for these schemes. They applied for a lot more, but they're doing very, very well. And I think this will show that we're serious about the problems of rural roads, and it will show that we are absolutely determined to tackle them, and that the attitude of the Department of Transport is very sympathetic for the difficulties which you and your county and other counties have suffered as a result of bad weather and neglect for a certain amount of time.
And what kind of roads will this money be spent on?
Well, here we're talking about obviously small roads and small projects. We're talking about road surface strengthening. We're talking about drainage works. We're talking about banks at the edge of roads. We're talking about construction of footways as well. And it's that sort of roads. So it's local authority roads, obviously, and those are the roads that are going to benefit from it.
And the community funding aspect of that, where does that come from? Who pays that?
Well, that'll be raised by the community, and this, I think, is an extremely good idea. And there are commitments, obviously, to all the counties of Ireland. It's got to be about 15%, but in fact, the average looks like it's going to be throughout the country about 19%. But we're allocating 10 million in the first year, and we've decided that we will make this a 2-year program, and the amounts will be 23 million, which will be allocated altogether. So Donegal is doing extremely, extremely well out of this because it's getting, you know, nearly 10% of what's being allocated nationwide.
So LAS scheme, that's funding that's provided to repair private roads. But this is public roads that the public will be investing money into also.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the rest of it will come from here. The applications from Donegal, and they made applications which are way in excess of what they're getting, because I know that their needs are great, but they're also getting more than anyone else. The applications will be allocated on the basis that the local authorities will make the decisions about what the priorities are.
Okay, that's positive news. Before I let you go, a couple of things. The Bonagie Link, you've had a few meetings on that, Minister Ross. We really, really need that road. Letterkenny, it's the biggest town in the northwest. It's chock-a-block. We can't get round it. It's affecting businesses. When are you going to give us a positive announcement on that? I don't want to put you on the spot, but I know you're familiar with that road, the Bonagie Link, as it's called.
I know. I am familiar with that road, yeah. I've had applications, you know, for roads all over the country, and I'm not going to give you a commitment. I'm sorry about that today. But I'm very, very aware of it because, I mean, your councillors, Senator Breen O'Donnell, Niamh Kennedy, Joe McHugh, Pierce Doherty, Pat Gallagher, Thomas Pringle, they have all made, represent, as has Paul McLaughlin and others, they have all made, Charlie Mack, Conor Logan, I don't want to lose anybody out.
No, I think you've covered everyone.
Yeah. But they've all made the most extraordinary strong recommendations on this road and on other roads. And I'll tell you one thing, you know, Donegal, I think, has possibly had more delegations to my office and knocking down the doors on this road and other roads, and we're very, very conscious about that. I can't give a commitment about this because, you know, that the roads nationwide are a really big problem.
I know, but we're hearing constantly about, you know, new Lewis lines and all manner of things down in Dublin, major motorways, linkages. This is a road that's been on the agenda forever. It's the gateway into the west of the county. It's affecting us all. It would just be the most amazing announcement if you could get round to doing so, Minister, if I could urge you to do that. And it would be a real game changer up here. And I know all these local politicians have worked very hard in trying to convince you of that, but we're starting to wonder why it's not happening at all, because we have waited an awful long time for it.
Well, I'm completely sympathetic with what you say. All I can just say is this, that I have to measure everything up. Every county is sending the same message, so we have to be very careful with the limited resources that we have. But that is, I'm very conscious of that, and I imagine when I come up next month to the Gulf that I'll have another look at that road and receive further delegations and give it further attention. It's not something I'm going to forget. But
when is the next time sort of it might be included in something? I know it's in the 2040 plan and a bit of spade work here and there, but your program, your next one runs from 2021, is that right?
Yeah. Well, the next time it might be included would be foolish for me to say because
though I'm not asking for a commitment, but just to get a time frame sort of when.
But, I'm just telling you, it's constantly on the agenda because of the representations being made from Donegal on a very persistent level. I don't want to be, you know, believe me, what we're doing for rural Ireland is really intense at the moment. It's not just the CIS programs, the community involvement schemes that I've announced today. Remember, we're putting on the extra rural buses. We've got a new scheme going there, which could stop rural isolation or to certainly limit it, and we're very, very conscious of that. And we want rural Ireland to get at least its fair share, but maybe more than its fair share, of roads as well, because we're conscious of that.
Just one thing I'll run past you as it relates to that, Minister. We have an awful problem here, disproportionate waiting lists for driving tests. I know you're doing work in trying to improve rural transport, but you would be well aware that we don't have it. We're struggling to sort of get to and from work, all the very, very basic stuff, and people are waiting an awful long time. We need one or two, at least in temporary, to clear the backlogs, full-time driving testers. And it would make such the world of a difference to this county, especially such a rural county. I know it's perhaps not something you're directly responsible to, but maybe you could use your influences in that regard, as I say. It's up to 26 weeks in Inishowen at the moment, I think.
Yeah, I think people tend to pick out the worst cases when they're making the case here, which is absolutely fair enough. I think the average nationwide is 14 weeks at the moment. That is far too high, and there are some hard cases in Inishowen, may well be one of them, and it's a real difficulty which we have, but we are addressing it. I've been in touch with the RSA as recently as last week about it, and we are getting more testers, we are giving more overtime, we are introducing a new system, because there were so many no-shows turning up for driving tests.